Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Let's go!
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Every day I'm shuffling.
YouTube, SoundCloud, or any other
platform. We're not checking you out. Either you're sending music MP3 or don't get played.
Or you heard what the woman said, or it don't get played. Yo, the artist that just got through getting their song played, JT, make sure you go check him out on YouTube. The song is called Fell in Love. He has over 5 million views on YouTube. And we also had him on the radio. And I think, didn't we play? We were the first ones to play the song. Actually, he sent it to us first and came on. And yes, we felt it. And every show that come on, we play that just to make sure that we show him love. You want the same thing, you already know to do. Sing your music in, and we're just going to play it if it's hot. If it ain't, we may not play it in your way. So tonight, yo. All right, so tonight is a topic that must, this is a must that we should have, and it's been a long time for me to really tackle it because I really, as a man, I honestly really don't know how to tackle it because my whole life I've been told, suck it the fuck up, you're a man.
You did sort of kind of tackle it on your own a little bit a couple years ago when you started going to therapy. And for a black man, that's extremely rare.
Yes. Well, I did it because...
In the black culture, it's rare to go to therapy, but for a black man in particular,
yes. It's
very rare.
And when I went to therapy, I actually just wanted to talk to him.
You tackled it on your own for yourself.
And that was difficult also because these motherfuckers tried to tell me that I was crazy when I knew that I wasn't crazy. Well, hold on, pause. My therapist letting me know that I wasn't crazy, that it was generationally curses in my family. And the shit that I was telling her, she was breaking down because she's into all that mental stuff. And she was like, yo, listen. They don't teach you this in school. And the crazy thing was is that I had a white therapist. And she was very down to earth. And she told me, yo, listen, they're not going to tell you this, but melanated people, y'all go through the worst. I'm a white person. I'm here. I'm telling you what it is. Yes. And I love going through her therapy because I can actually talk to her about stuff that I actually could not talk to a man about, which was crazy. These are things that I wanted to talk to men about, that I wanted to call somebody and be like, yo, listen, you know, I'm having these problems. Like, what is really going on with me? I can't talk to a woman about this because women will look at me like, oh, he's soft. Something wrong with him. Well, hold on. Pause. Because you're looking at me kind of crazy, Niecy. I can talk to you. Not a most majority of women you cannot talk to and be honest with because they cannot handle the truth.
But you also had a black male caseworker that you did kind of.
My black caseworker, he wasn't even a caseworker.
He was a caseworker. He wasn't a caseworker.
Yeah, he was a caseworker. Yeah, true. He was a caseworker. And I could talk to him and my therapist. Mm-hmm. And they were really cool. And he understood exactly where I was coming from.
I was in the realm of mental health.
Yeah, so he understood exactly where I was coming from, and he was like, yo, a lot of people probably going to think that you're crazy. A lot of people are going to feel like, oh, you just, what did he say? A lot of people are going to look at me crazy because they're crazy. In all actuality, I see that they're crazy. I'm telling them that they're crazy, and they're going to lash out on me because basically it's like someone's sleep. And you're trying to wake them up. When you wake somebody up that sleep, what do? They get mad. So basically, the same thing happens in my life. When I let people see what's really going on in the world, they get mad at me. They don't want to really just say, fuck it, this is what really going on. They want to, what's the best word? To act like it's not really going on, just everything that's going on in the world. But I want to talk more about men topics, not just what's going on in the world. But for example, I'm gonna use myself an example. We do have some callers on the line. We're going to get to you. Shout outs to the people on the line. We are going to get to you because we do want input. But I just want to talk real quick, all right, so I can get my shit off my chest, and then I'm going to let everybody else talk. All right, so what was that? Well, see, you just kind of messed me up. You threw me off. Oh, you threw me off with that. So I want to talk about just some things that a lot of men at my age, I'm going to say my age because I'm 40 years old, born in 1981. So I'm getting up there. I'm not going to lie, yo. I'm not young no more. I feel it when I wake up in the morning. You feel what I'm saying? When I'm fucking, I feel it. You feel what I'm saying? And if a nigga say, what the fuck? If a nigga say, oh, he don't feel that shit when he wake up in the morning, when he hit like 35 years old, he lying. He fucking lying. He is imagining that his body's still young. Nigga, no, you're getting old. You got to change up the way that you think about shit. You got to change up the way that you, your whole mindset in life. You got to change up a lot of things because you're not young no more, and you finally starting to realize that, God damn it, I can be touched. I am not fucking untouchable. My body's deteriorated. I need to go get some things checked up on my body. You know, I'm 40 years old. I got to go get my prostate checked. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, I got to go check my fucking nut sacks to make sure that them motherfuckers are still kicking out babies. You feel what I'm saying? These are things that men go through, and we don't have a space to talk about these things. So tonight, I want to just talk about something that I am going through as a man. Now, I don't know if all the other men out there are going through what I'm going through, but I'm pretty sure it's other men out there that are going through what I'm going through. And one of my biggest problems right now, since I've become older, is my sex drive. Now, a lot of men may say, oh, you know, you're getting old and your dick getting stale. It's like, nah, nigga, nah. No, because, you know, I've had a lot of sex during my lifetime. A lot of sex during my lifetime. And I've been with a lot of women. And I know my body, and I'm going to come to the conclusion that I truly do believe that one man is not, and I know a lot of people about to jump on this, but these are my opinions, and that's what we're on here to talk about, not just my opinions, just of people's thoughts, but these are my thoughts and how I feel and my opinions. I honestly feel like men are not born or put on this earth to just be with one woman. Now, a lot of men don't say, oh, man, come on, dog. Like, one woman, we done fucked a lot of women. Oh, you got to settle down with one woman. All right. So I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I'm 40 years old, and I've settled down. I've tried to just be honestly, like really honestly, just be with one woman. And it is very, 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 very hard. Very, very hard.
Not because you're complicated.
No.
It's just hard for him.
No, it's not. No, and it's not because you're complicated, Niecy. But women are complicated. But it's not because of the woman. And I have to be honest with myself and with the listeners, because I spew out my motherfucking heart to these people worldwide. And I want people to know how I am and how I feel. I'm a very loving person, but I'm very nasty and very freaky, right? And so, and I love women. I do. And I only want to, I want to be married like how my parents was. I do. But then also I know that my father cheated. I also know that my grandfather cheated. I also know that don't know for sure, that my mother cheated. Now, she's going to go to the grave with that. And my grandmother went to the grave with everyone believing that she never cheated. But we all know that people cheat.
Not everyone, but
everybody cheats. No, I don't want to hear that. Listen.
Everybody, a small majority.
Question.
A small minority does not cheat. All people do not cheat.
Now, we about to listen. Now, I told you, this is honesty and truth. Listen, babe, I got a question for you. You ever dick watch whenever we're out? You ever see a man's dick before? Well, pause. So you're going to tell me.
No, and I told you what I'm attracted to on a guy. Their arms. I look at arms, yes.
All right. So you're going to tell me that.
But that's not cheating.
You're going to tell me that you've never, ever, ever looked at another man in no type of way, in no physical, you've never fantasized in your man, in your head. Damn, he looked good. I'd probably fuck him. But never went that far. But in your mind, you've never said.
You already know who I did it with.
Come on, man.
You already know.
Listen, and
but
this.
You already
pause.
Know. And
pause. You're bullshitting.
No, I'm not.
You're bullshitting. Come on,
no,
stop. This is the reason why I get frustrated with women.
Well, I just sat there and said, oh, somebody's cute. But never said, I wish I could plan this. Because you already know I don't do that unless I'm in a relationship with somebody.
All right. So. You're one out of 1 billion. Listen. All right. So we're going to let you slide. Just because you're my girlfriend and you're on here, we're going to let you slide. But I know without a shadow of a fucking doubt in your mind you have. You can say, listen, I don't give a fuck what you say. You're a human being. Pause. Let me say what I'm about to say. You're a human being, first of all. You have a pussy. That motherfucker drips down. So stop bullshitting. Now, that's all I'm going to say. You can say what the fuck you want to say, but today, we just going to clear the motherfucking air. So in my mind, I know that you have, but I know you're bullshitting.
Okay?
So listen, in my mind, as a man, as a human being, I know that you are because I've heard women talk about this. Now, I'm not saying that you're like every other woman, but you're still a woman and you got a pussy. So we're just going to leave it right there, right? So these are problems that I have because a lot of people want to act like they're not human beings. Like we don't have emotions. We're not sexual beings. Like you don't like fucking.
Wait,
all
I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you were growing up.
Yes.
Did your mother or father or any of your family members tell you at a certain age, whatever, being that you're a boy, a male,
yes,
you're not the car?
Yes. My father.
How old were you?
5 or 6. Maybe
so
younger than
five
that.
5 or 6.
Maybe, yeah. You know, as a, I'm thinking of myself when I'm a father and thinking.
No, I'm thinking when they told you.
I told you that while I was growing up as a kid, I only remember certain parts in my life, and I believe that that happened for a reason. The reasons that I don't remember certain parts of my life. Yeah. So my first memory as a kid was me getting my ass beat. That's my first memory as a kid.
When you were getting ass beat, were you crying?
Yes, and my father would tell me, "Shut the fuck up! I ain't give you nothing to cry for. You want me to give you something to cry for real?" With 7 switches. You feel what I'm saying? So, yes, my whole life, from memory, I can remember my father telling me, don't cry. My mother telling me, don't cry. But men need to cry.
Everybody needs to cry.
I'm going to tell you why men need to cry. Because if men don't cry, we're going to keep on having motherfucking killings on these fucking streets. These are the reasons why the streets are so fucked. Shout out to everybody on the line. I see y'all on the line. We gonna get to y'all, but please let me just finish saying this so that I can get this all off my chest. So when y'all start talking, I can just sit back and just listen to y'all. All right. So these are the problems that we have. We don't want to talk about our sexual problems, our sexual urges. We don't want to talk about our mental health because a lot of us have mental issues. Uncovered mental issues that we have problems from childhood, fucking people touching us as children, and now that we grown, we want to act all tough and gangster when really 9 times out of 10, that is just a cover. Nine times out of ten, that's a cover.
Sometimes it's just some kind of childhood trauma.
It is a fucking cover. I am going to be honest. I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks because today we're going to keep it 1 billion today. It is a cover. When you run into a motherfucker, nigga, that every fucking time you see this nigga, he want to have an anger fucking issue or mugging a motherfucker. It is a cover. Something, somebody touched his motherfucking ass when he was younger. Somebody then did some fucked up shit to you. Because what motherfucker do you know that lives every fucking day mad, angry, and pissed off and want to hurt somebody? It has to be because someone did something to you, or you have been through trauma in your life. You have seen fucked up shit since the day that you was fucking born. You've been seeing killings, murders, fucking drug dealers, beating up crackheads. You done seen some stupid fucking ignorant shit in your lifetime. First of all, let's get into it like this. You ain't had no fucking father. Most men that I know, most of the men that I know personally did not grow up with their fathers. And so now they have a anger issue. That anger issue comes from not being around your father. I have that issue. My temper is fucked up. I go.
You had a father figure in your
No, head. I had a stepfather.
A father
no,
figure.
Just because you have a father figure does not mean that it is your father. Men need their fathers, not a father figure. Father figures are cool. That's all right. That's fine and dandy when you got a man in your life and he's trying to tell you something. But it's different when it comes from your gene pool. Your biological father telling you and whooping your ass is different than some stranger whooping your ass. Big difference. It's a big fucking difference. Now, people can say, oh, he was a great father, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then when you got older and you was in your room all by your motherfucking self, thinking about shit, 9 times out of 10, what you was thinking was, why didn't he want me? What was so wrong with me? Wasn't nothing wrong with you. It was just the situations that was going on. Or maybe it was your father that was fucked up. Let's get, come on, because we have to realize, like, I'm an 80s baby. So we have to think about what was going on before the 80s, the crack fucking era. I was born in the crack era. You feel what I'm saying? So parents was on fucking crack. They'd rather sell their fucking food stamps and everything for crack than rather take care of their fucking child. Let's understand that. It was mothers out here prostitute their motherfucking self. It was fathers. My biological father was something like a motherfucking pimp. This is a true story. I heard this from both sides, my mama's side and my father's side. Your father was something like a pimp. My father even told me, yo, listen, he never just actually came out and just said, I'm a pimp. He was like, I had a lot of bitches. I'm like, okay, Bob, like, you had a lot of bitches. Then I started hearing other stories, and it's like, nah, nigga, your daddy was a fucking pimp, dog. Your grandfather was a fucking pimp, dog. And you can try to, you know, water it down, but nigga, that's what the fuck it was. He's pimping the bitches for their fucking money and fucking niggas up and running up in their fucking crib. That's where my bloodline comes from. You know, like, we, like, before them, I don't know, I don't really know too much about my family, but what I do know is them niggas some fucking straight gangsters and players and pets. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, not from Philadelphia. I live in Philadelphia now, but this is where I'm from. So let's understand something. And Philadelphia is are very crazy, and the roots of Philadelphia. Your, look at your father. And I know we can't talk about, but you sound like, but Philadelphia's roots are very deep, and a lot of people don't want to talk about these things. A lot of people don't want to talk about these things because they're scared about what will happen to them. Me, myself, I don't give a fuck because I understand that my voice heals people.
You
just don't touch because we scared to touch them. No. But this is what I'm, but listen to what I am saying. We don't tackle those issues because we're scared of something. People don't talk about things because they're scared of things. People don't talk about Black Wall Street or try to rebuild Black Wall Street because they're scared of things. People don't say, fuck politicians, let's take the fucking government over because they've been buck-busting us for so fucking long that we're scared to actually stand the fuck up and say, fuck this shit, let's change things. All right, so let's go to the Lions. Let's go to the Lions. Let's start with someone. They've been on the line for the longest. We're going to go with the person that's been on the line the longest. This is one of my homegirls, Moo. She's a – Moo, just let everybody know what you do, man. Introduce yourself. Let everybody know your information, and let's get into this conversation. Let's go. Go ahead, Moo. You live. You're live. Maybe they don't want to talk. So we're going to slide back over then. All right, so we got, I think I know who this is. 816-2855, who this be? Let everybody know your information. Let's get into this convo.
It's a retired rep. I just get out here to listen nowadays. I really don't really pay much. I really don't do much no more either. I just feel now. But if you're looking for me, you can still find me at, you know, reverbnation.com/bubblebaby or hit just Google RUFFABADY. Yeah, you can do that.
Cuz, you got us on the speaker? Cuz you sound, it's like an echo.
I'm rolling through the city right now.
Okay, all right, go ahead. So what do you think about the topic, just the little bit that I touched right now? Am I going on the right path with this, cuz?
I mean, we got places to go. Just brothers don't get encouraged to go to places that they need to go to actually talk to somebody to get something off their chest. They're not encouraged like it should be. I can be honest about that.
And why would you say that is, that men can't really just sit down and just talk about their problems? Why is that?
A lot of men are afraid to. They're afraid to be judged by somebody else, thinking that what this person's opinion is going to formulate the rest of their life, but it's not.
Okay.
A lot of people are afraid to even, you know, look at their demons or
So let's get another call on the line real quick. We got my other. I'm gonna put you back in the box, cuz got a little back, little echo. We're gonna go to area code 832, last four digits 7567. Let everybody know where you're calling from, what's your Instagram, and what do you think about the subject that we're talking about tonight?
Just calling. My name is Marcy. You can get reach me on Instagram at KingTut_3131. But on the subject of tonight, yeah, man, I think there's a lot of young men, or especially black men, they're scared, you know, to talk about it, because, you know, it's definitely not influence to say stuff about it. A prime example, you know, I just had a, you know, situation with my mother and my stepdad. They're, you know, I want to be in my son's life. They're like, you know, and I'm going to them for advice on, you know, what can I do to be, you know, how can I go about being in his life again? And they're like, you should just better yourself off and just, you know, go make some more kids and stuff like that. And, you know,
right.
and my mother said, you know, what does my baby mama want from me? You know, and that right there had me really hot. Because, you know, why does it have to be what she wants?
Right.
Why can't it be what I want, you know, and what my son wants?
Right.
You know, it's crazy. Is that my family is thinking about what other people want, what the woman wants, and I don't see nothing wrong with it, but at the same time, it's like, what do I want? And as a kid growing up, hey, nobody ever asked me, am I okay? So I grew up resenting my parents. You know, I had a stepdad, but he doesn't matter. He really doesn't. So, and that's why you see all these young kids start acting out, start doing all this dumb shit, you know, because they don't have nobody to speak to about the stuff
right.
that they go on, that they go through. You know what I'm saying? So, I can agree with you on what you were saying, Curtis.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that that's a big problem. It's a big issue, man, because if we don't change this, it's going to get worse for the younger people. You feel what I'm saying? I talk to my son, my 8-year-old. I know I don't talk too much about my 18-year-old because I've been through a lot of drama and problems with my and not even with my son, with his mother. The same type of problems that you're having, you know, my family. Like, for instance, my brother has my oldest son's number, right? He talks to him all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I call my brother right now and ask my brother for my oldest son's number, he won't give it to me. He's not going to give it to me. You feel what I'm saying? My mother, oh, whenever my son is around, can you call so I can talk to him? She'll never call. You feel what I'm saying? But then, oh, your daddy ain't shit. Daddy ain't around. But when daddy try to come around, when he tries to keep communication, y'all want to try to keep me away from him to try to make it seem like something wrong with me because of the way that I'm so strong. I have what is the word that they said that we need to chill out on? Men, they're saying, what is it called? What is the word that they're trying to say that men have too much of now? We're too manly. We're too... not testosterone. We're too. What is the word? I cannot think of the word that they've been using a lot recently, like the last years. I cannot think of it. It has something to do with the manliness of a man. No, not testosterone.
Too much pride. Too much pride.
No, not pride. I can't think of the word, and I cannot think of it right now. Anyway, I'm pretty sure, cuz. Ruff, what's the word that I'm looking for?
Me and my lady think it's toxic
masculinity. Yeah, that's what it is. Masculinity. They're saying that we have too much masculinity, but they don't want us to be men. I mean, come on now, look at TV. They don't want us to be men. They want us to put on a fucking dress and be soft. They want men to be with other men. They don't want us to be strong black men populating the fucking world. They don't want
because
us to be strong. You know what I'm saying? They don't want us to be strong black men populating the fucking world. They want us to be with one woman only. And with that one woman only, you're not going to have that many kids in 2021. So they want to hold you down in this bondage of only be with one woman. But I'm going to tell you something. Every man still jacks the fuck off, even with that one woman. So if I still got to jack the fuck off, even if I'm with you, then why can't I be with other women? Because you must not be fully satisfying. No woman can fully satisfy one man. It's not possible. It is not possible. I'm just going to tell y'all that. Because even after you get through fucking, you know you want some more. I know I do. Maybe I'm a sex addict. Maybe something wrong with me. Maybe something wrong with me. But I know I do. And these are problems that a lot of men have. I talk to a lot of men. Yo, man, you know, I love my girl, but, you know, my dick ain't getting as hard as it used to no more, dog. So you know what I tell him? Go ahead. What you about to say, Niecy?
It's not me. You said you going to tell him it wasn't me.
Well, I tried to do it to where, but you said it was you, so okay.
No,
you just gave the shit away because you said it not me.
No, I said you said you wasn't.
If you didn't just shut the fuck up and just be quiet, wouldn't nobody knew it was you. So now that you, since you put yourself out there,
okay.
Yes, so I'm having that problem right now, right? As a 40-year-old man, I, at nighttime, it's cool. When I wake up in the morning, my dick don't get hard. So I'm thinking, well, is it me? Is it me? Is it her? Well, no, I honestly feel like, no, it's not even her. It's just that I need more sex from other women. Really, we're not supposed to be with just one woman because I've paid to go get some pussy. And she told me it was cool. Long as she don't know about it, hey, it's cool. So I had to go pay to go get some pussy just to see if it was me or her. My dick didn't want to get fucking soft at all. So I realized, and I have come to the conclusion, that just one woman cannot please one man. And I love this woman dearly. I only want to be with her. But that monster in the fucking inside, every man has that fucking monster. Your dick is that monster, and it has a mind of its fucking own. And I don't give a fuck how much you love your woman. You're going to want to fuck other women. Now, it's up to you if you do it, but that monster's still there. I don't give a fuck what no niggas say. You can't be faithful, dog. Period. You're going to watch porn that's cheating. If you watch porn, that's cheating. So why not just get the real thing? Pay for that shit on the side and have that bitch leave. You feel what I'm saying? Satisfy those fucking needs because women have needs. And when they want something, they're going to fucking get it. And you're not going to ever find the fuck out about it, ever. You can try to sneak around and try to find out some shit. You're never going to find out because women cover their fucking tracks. And these are the reasons why I am honest. And this is the reason why I'm honest with the woman that I am with, because I want her to understand, like, yes, listen, I love you, but I have problems. And these are my problems that I'm having. So can we work these out together? Let's try some shit. I want to tie you the fuck up. Let's cops and robbers. Let's get another bitch in this shit. We're going to pay this bitch to leave. You feel what I'm saying? Let's try some different shit. We got another call on the line. Let's see. 267. Last four digits, 4825. I believe this is Moo. Go ahead, Moo.
Yes. So, first of all, I disagree. Watching porn is not cheating. Second of all, I'm Muslim. So, at some point in time, you have to, like, understand why a man needs other women or why it is permissible for a man to have multiple women. And it's not, my mama always told me, it's never what you do, it's how you do it. So, you know, growing up and being older, I'm sorry?
Go ahead, my fault, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Moose.
No, but just growing up and, like, being, like, you know, being grown now, I remember, you know, as a child, you know, you look at things and, like, ew, no, you know, but, you know, when you grow up and you have a different perspective on things, you know, you're more open to things. And so in the bedroom, definitely, I do a lot of things now that I probably wouldn't have did, you know, in my younger years. You know what I mean? But that's what you are supposed to do to be able to satisfy your significant other in a relationship, you know?
Yes.
And so that's all I wanted to say, you know.
And what about men and just their feelings? Because a lot of, like, have you, because I know you got two boys, right?
Oh, yeah. So, wait, it's funny. Yes, thank you. You reminded me on that thought. I wanted to say something about the therapy part, too. So, yes, you're right. I have two teenage boys, right? And the first thing I need to say on that is it starts at home. Like you just said, I have teenage boys. Like, you know, it's my job first. You know, so when we as parents, you know, get our children to be more comfortable and open-minded to things, it'll have them in a better position getting older into adulthood, you know. So with that being said, like, you know, we know the stigmatisms on therapy and all of that, you know, and granted, and it's funny that, you know, this is even a conversation today because I've been looking for a therapist for a little while now, actually for some months. And I actually found one literally just a few weeks ago, and they have like a full black staff. That was important to me. I wanted to have my son be able to talk to a man. That was important to me, you know. But right. But again, it starts at home. If we break those stigmatisms at home, then these children will be more open-minded to even being able to talk to somebody. You know, and maybe it don't all the time have to be a therapist, but it's nothing wrong with therapy, you know.
Right.
But if we can start at home teaching our kids, like, you know, the stereotypes and what's wrong with stereotypes, we can break those cycles. We can break those chains.
Right. Right. Now,
that's
question.
How I feel.
Question. Are the dads around? Are they able to speak to their fathers?
No. My youngest son, his dad is around. He know who he is, but no conversations, like, really happen.
Where he can...
But
no,
they do
no,
have
I'm not.
Brother.
Right. I mean, I understand that because I had an uncle to talk to also. But you have to understand... Well, as a black community, we understand why they took the father out of the home. And not trying to... My thing, I don't want to, like, put it on you because it's prevalent, but a lot of men are not in the homes to be able to talk to the children, to the boys, and tell the boys, look, these are things that you don't need to do. These are things that you do need to do. And because I had it, but it wasn't my biological father. And I don't know if you heard that or when I was speaking on that.
Yeah.
Having your biological father in your life is totally different than just having an uncle. Because I had uncles, I had, you know, older cousins that I talked to. But it was totally different when I actually was able to sit down with my father and actually get into his brain and find out why he was never there and why he never talked to me, because he never had anyone to talk to him about it. So he didn't even know. Even still to this day, whenever I talk to my dad, which is like once every fucking 3 years, whenever I do talk to him, and it really hurts me. This is what hurts me the most. We'll have a conversation, and at the end of the conversation, I'll say, "Dad, I love you," and he doesn't know how to say that, and that hurts as a man to talk to my father, knowing that somewhere in that fucking heart of his, he loves me, but he just doesn't know how to say it. That's really hurtful. And I think that hurts a lot of men also when we don't hear a father figure, your own biological father say, son, it's going to be all right. Keep pushing. I love you.
I definitely agree. And it's funny because it goes back to what I said. It starts at home. So we have to remember, like, it starts at home and it takes a village. I know some of us, like, you know, we're good parents. I'm a single mom, and I do a great job on my own.
Oh, yes, you are.
But at the same time, I know that it takes a village. I know that I can't get him to open up and be the man, the best man that he could be, like, without that father figure. I know that I can't do that.
Right.
So I know it's going to take that uncle, that whatever. And at the end of the day, he is going to take that uncle for now, but I want him to be different with his.
Right.
And that's what's going to matter to me, is you being different with yours, breaking this cycle.
Right. All right. So let's play a song real quick. Where is it at? Because I want to play this new song that just got sent to me. Where is it at? Let me look for the M's, because I know it's in the M's. My fault, y'all. I'm sorry. Kind of like messed up today. Let's see. Here we go. Name of the song is, hold on, where is it at? I know he sent it to me. I know I loaded it. I know it's on here. What? Hold on. Where is it at? Okay, here we go. Here we go. It's called I Like the Money. I Like Featured Firebird on Behind the Scenes Radio. We'll be back.
I've been waiting for you, standing by my window to get a view. Though I got a busy schedule, but you got my attention, I'm so focused on you. Everyone is talking about you, cause you shine brighter than the sun, the moonlight too. The first time I met you, I was shaking, I felt so uneasy from my head to my belly. Like a spirit, you enter my body, I'm losing my mind, can't control how I'm feeling. My mind only revolves around you, I'm losing touch with reality too. Girl, I like it. Since I'm out, can I stay? My eyes will express. I can't wait for the day. I will wait for the day. See, I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. See, I'm caught up with you, I'm your prisoner. I'm doing that down like a criminal. Girl, I like it. The things you do to me, I can't hide the way you make me feel. Girl, I like it. Can't keep my eyes off you. I can't hide it. I like it. Yeah, yeah. Lean on my heart and I cannot let go. Hold on, retire while we want it so slow. She's on your neck cause your body's so close. The DJ is spinning, you already know I like it. And I know you like it. So don't fight it. We like it, hey, yo. I can feel the power. There's magic everywhere. And the way your body's moving, it's like you're dancing in the air. Don't stop, baby. Cause the beauty's a gift, yeah. And the mood is so lifted. And I like everything, yeah.
Yes, who's back for round two. Willin', dealin', and chillin' with my motherfucking crew.
Yeah.
It's me, Money G, and Kurt ENT. We here to take the industry. You blind and can't see.
Yeah.
Me and my niggas kick it like my name is Sun Tzu.
Yeah.
You and your niggas bitchy like a slew of shit too.
Yeah.
You and your niggas tricky like the hoe in the group. Man, these bitches itching to get close to the crew. See, Kurt gon' point you out. I put the 40 in your mouth and have G say a prayer before I blow your brains out. No doubt. See, me and my niggas, we all got clout. Running with Miracle, the little cousin in the crowd. It's best that when you in my town that you better wear your vest. Cause me and all my niggas don't play and don't test. You fuck around, get shot down and laid to rest. We have your mama crying, no lying, still our
breath. Party's getting home,
nigga.
Home, trying to get this money, money. Some of you feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it's when you show me. They're trying to run up on me, bang, bang, bang. Pockets getting hungry, all the time to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. But baby, need this money, honey. Ain't playing on me, you know it's when you show me. They're trying to run up on me,
money,
bang, bang,
go
bang.
Don't you ever try to run up on me. You know I keep the Nick Cannon with the drum on me.
Woo!
Make these lame niggas wild out, 100 rounds, jumping in and out, I'm who you read about, read about. I'm the bad guy, laced with good intention, war pops off, hammer out, swinging for the fences.
Woo!
Not to mention, I'm trying to ink a deal, executive produce movies, and I'm in the field,
in the field,
in the trenches with the steel, with my bully gang,
bully gang.
Bodyguard, make them prices boomerang,
boomerang.
Never speaking in tongues like Cootie Tang, trying to give me life, nigga, jingling, jingling.
Yes,
if
yes.
I can't see it, then I don't need it.
Yes.
Niggas misled by this white Jesus.
Yes, yes.
But I ain't falling for the okie doke. I'm from the show me stay we get money or you was broke.
Pockets getting hungry, pockets trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you're doing funny, show me. They're trying to run up on me, bang, bang, bang. Pockets getting hungry, pockets trying to get this money, money. Tell me feeling funny, funny. Well, baby, need a sunny, honey. Ain't playing on me, you're doing funny, show me. They're trying to run up on me, bang, bang, bang.
Cousin Ruff, nigga, because this nigga, yo, listen, We've been through some shit together, and we still going through it, man. I love you, cuz. I respect to the motherfucking fullest. You always support me, even when other motherfuckers don't. You always hear from me. Believe me, I got you, nigga. Whenever we get to the motherfucker top, bitch, I'm dragging you with me, nigga. You coming. You got to, because you've been there through everything. You feel what I'm saying? I love you, cuz. I really do.
I love you too, I'm pretty sure it'll be a wild ride.
Yeah, I just can't wait to give you a motherfucking manly hug and just tell you, look eye to eye. Nigga, I love you. Thank you. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, I really do appreciate that. Shout outs to all the artists that send us music. If you want to get your music played on Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure you send your music to BHINDTHESCENAIRPLAY@gmail.com. That's Behind the Scenes Airport. Make sure you send your music in MP3 format only. We don't take nothing else. No links, none of that. YouTube, none of that shit. Only MP3. That is it. Make sure that you send also your social media information in the short bio so we can check you out and see what you're doing. And also, when we play your music, we can tweet, retweet, and Facebook it and Instagram it so that the world can see. Shout outs to my family. Shout outs to Kansas City, Missouri, because they created this motherfucking beast. Shout outs to Philly for supporting. A lot of people in Philly support what I do. Shout outs to Nisi for being here for me, for being there when I want to give up. Because a lot of times I want to give up. A lot of times I just want to quit. When you got that good woman in your corner that understands your heart, understands that you're really trying to help, she'll never let me stop. It's been plenty of times I wanted to quit, and she'd be like, nigga, you know who the fuck you is? Curtis Behind the Scenes, Curtis ENT, my Behind the Scenes motherfucking radio. You heard in 36 motherfucking countries, nigga, don't give up. It's because everybody ain't listening. The world is listening, baby. They just ain't ready for it. That's all it is. You know what I mean? So, yeah, shout-outs to Nisi. Shout-outs to my mom, my dad, Philly, everybody that supports me all around the motherfucking world in all 38 motherfucking countries. I love y'all. We out this bitch, man. Y'all take care. We'll see you later. Peace. Mm-hmm.